page 167, The End of Reason. 1. Dialogue d'Éphémère, œuvre complete, Paris, 1880, Garnier, volume 30, page 488. 2. Compare Origen against Celsus, book 4, chapter 25, The Ancient Fathers, edited Robert and Donaldson, New York, 1890, volume Roman 4, page 507. 3. Compare Aristotle, Politics, Roman 1, 1260a, 18. 4. Kant, Idee zu einer allgemeinen Geschichte in weltbürgerlicher Absicht, 9th Proposition. 5. Gottlob Ernst Schulze, Enesidimus oder über die Fundamente der von dem Herrn Professor Reinhold in Jena gelieferten Elementarphilosophie, nebst einer Verteidigung des Skeptizismus gegen die Anmaßung der Vernunftkritik, 1792, in Neudrucke der Kantgesellschaft Berlin, 1911, page 135. 6. Essay Concerning Human Understanding, Book Roman 4, Chapter Roman 17, page 1. 7. Compare E. Seller, Socrates and the Socratic Schools, translated by Reichel, London, 1868, page 125. 8. Compare Les Essais, edited Villet, Paris, 1930, volume Roman 2, chapter Roman 12, page 491 and following. 9. Demestre, Études sur la souveraineté, œuvre complète, Lyon, 1891, Tomb, Roman 1, pages 367-77. 10. A. Mathies, Contribution à la histoire religieuse de la Révolution française, Paris, 1907, page 32. 11. Letter to D. Alembert, February 4, 1757, work cited, volume 39, page 167. 12. Letter to D. Alembert, September 2, 1768, work cited, volume 46, page 112. 3. Ernst Mach, Contributions to the Analysis of the Sensations, translated by C. M. Williams, Chicago, 1897, page 20. 14. E. G. Fichte, The Science of Ethics, translated by A. E. Kroger, New York, 1897, page 308. 15. I. G. Fichte, The Science of Rights, translated by A. E. Kroger, London, 1889, page 167. 15. Anthropologie in pragmatischer Hinsicht, Work 61. 17. Voltaire, A Philosophical Dictionary, Article on Good, in the Works of Voltaire, New York, 1901, volume Roman 5, page 264. 18. Henry Charles Lee, A History of the Inquisition of the Middle Ages, New York, 1922, volume Roman 1, page 459.